Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. And we are on our last day of the week going through John chapter 3. You made it to Friday. Congratulations. And maybe you're listening on podcast or something and you're like, I'm actually listening on Monday. So this is the beginning of the week. Either way, I hope this discussion we have today of the last couple verses of this section of Jesus' conversation with Nicodemus either propels you into your week or into your weekend. And I want to encourage you again to go and listen to the episodes that we've had earlier this week because it really builds. We did all of the verses so far up to verse 17. So we read through all of John chapter 3 through 1 through 21, but we went through verse 17 and we're going to discuss the rest of the verses today. But just to give a quick recap, Nicodemus, ruler of Israel, religious teacher, coming and really asking Jesus a question, who are you? Are you the one that I'm looking for? And friends, I cannot get over this question. It echoes in my heart over and over again. This past weekend at Mass, they were singing this song during the offertory called Is He Worthy? And it's a scriptural song from Revelation. And the chorus is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? And this is referring to the book of Revelation where Jesus shows John and the angels are saying, who is worthy to open the scroll? And the scroll is referred to from the book of Daniel, where he has a vision of the anointed one of Israel, the Messiah who will come, will open the scroll of eternity. And so there is this idea here that Nicodemus is saying, are you the one? Are you the one who is worthy? The one who can do it? The one who can take the world on his shoulders? And as I was listening to that song, I was getting emotional and tearing up because it's like, he is worthy. He's the one who holds the keys of life and death. He's the one who opens the scroll. He's the one who holds eternity in his hands. Friends, we found him. I love from Song of Songs, it says, I found the one whom my soul loves and I will never let him go. I have found the one whom my soul loves and I've never let him go. It's so beautiful. That's what my heart is echoing as we've been going through this week. And then we've talked about the reality that we must be baptized. We can't get through this faith. We can't get to this faith in Jesus through our intellect, through our will. We have to be born anew by water and spirit. And remember, Augustine says, why water? Because it cleanses. Why spirit? Because it gives life. We must be cleansed and given a new life. And that's what happened to you. That's what happened to me. Thank you, Lord. And then finally, yesterday, we made our way to one of the most profound verses of scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. That God came into the world through the person of Jesus. The Father sends the Son to save the world, not to condemn the world, to save the world. And this is who we believe in, an amazing message. And we let that sink in yesterday. We read it over and over again. Friends, believe it. So I want to take up the last few verses today. So let's pray quick because we got still a lot to get through. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Jesus, we thank you that you've come into the world to save us. Father, we thank you for sending your Son. We thank you for giving us the gift of baptism. We thank you for cleansing us, for washing us, for giving us new vision, and for giving us eternal life. Wow. Today we enter into our day with gratitude for who you are and what you have done for us. We worship you. We love you. We thank you. You are the one who we love. The one that our soul has found that we never want to let go. And we ask all of this in your most holy name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So I'm going to read again 3:16 through 21, and we're going to take up kind of some challenging verses, some verses that we don't often go to at the football game, right? We don't often go to these verses at the football game. We go to verses that are a little bit easier to handle. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God sent the Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. He who believes in him is not condemned. He who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does what is true comes to the light, that it may be clearly seen that his deeds have been wrought in God. Wow. Again, we went through yesterday, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that the world would be saved through him. But friends, we leave out the rest of the passage, and Jesus is showing us an example of preaching the full gospel. These next verses, we don't want to go there in our spirits. We don't want to go there with people because it's too hard. It's too challenging. I remember being at a Bible study with someone and we read this, and afterwards they're like, that was hard. Yes, it is. This is what the gospel does. This is the fullness of the gospel. Jesus says, he who believes, he who has faith in the only Son of God is not condemned. But he who does not believe is condemned already. Condemnation, we say, like, no, like, that's not good. That's bad. That's bad condemnation. But being condemned is a reality, that there will be people who will be condemned. Friends, the truth is, no matter how much you hear about universalism, no matter what you hear, the scripture teaches us that some will be condemned. This is the gospel. Yes, that Jesus Christ comes to save us. But those who do not believe in him will not be saved. This is why there's such an intense urgency to the gospel. Those who do not believe. If people die in unbelief, yes, we don't know what the last moments of their life are going to be. We don't know exactly what the mercy of God will look like to them in their last moments, but we do know that Jesus clearly teaches us those who persist in unbelief will be condemned. He actually says they're already condemned, that there's already a condemnation that rests on those who do not believe in the Son of Man. This is hard. It's hard to accept. It's hard to preach. And he continues on, not only is there a condemnation, but there is a judgment. This is a judgment, friends. There is a judgment that will come on the world because of their unbelief. Our unbelief in the Son of God brings upon us judgment. God does not want to judge, but he has to in order to save us. And this is where we grow in maturity, that when we hear Jesus say judgment, we're not like, oh my gosh, that's so harsh. We're saying these are words of love. Jesus has to speak of judgment because he loves people. I love it. In the book of Revelation, and this is something that we're going to talk about in future shows, in the book of Revelation, it says, when the Lamb is seated on the throne and the elders and the 24 elders bow down before him and they worship him, it says they'll cry, holy, holy, holy. But the first thing that they will exalt him for is they will say, we exalt you because your judgments are just and right and true. That the reality is God needs to make a judgment because he is good and he is just and he is righteous. He needs to make a judgment. Why? Because light has come into the world, but men loved darkness rather than light. We see this in John chapter 1. The light, the eternal light, is coming into the world. Let me actually find it. Right? The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. This is in John chapter 1. So Jesus is repeating this to Nicodemus. And though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. Man has a pride. We have a pride in us that we have a choice. That when Jesus comes into the world and we see him, we have a choice to bow to him, to come into submission of who he is, of his lordship, of the reality that he's come to save us, or we can stay into the darkness. And again, Jesus is saying everyone is welcome to be saved, but there is a choice. There's a choice because there is a way. There is one way. Through faith in me, and those who do not have faith will be judged. And that judgment will be not eternal life, but eternal condemnation. There is a lot at stake. And that's not that we're frantic. It's not that we're afraid, but we need to give the full gospel. To say to people, yes, Jesus loves you and he's come to save you, but the choice that is before you is life and death. It's not just a sad life on earth. It's not just being disconnected from God. It's not that God just helps you. It's the choice is life or death. This is the seriousness of the gospel. And so Jesus is saying, respect people enough to give them the choice. Tell them. The world needs to know. This is the reality. Men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. When we persist in sin, we choose evil deeds. And then we choose more evil deeds. And then we choose more evil deeds. Until we're condemned by the darkness that we're living in, we bring condemnation upon ourselves. God does not want people to perish. He's not coming down being like, you, I got you. I'm bringing down the fire on you. He invites everybody into perfect, loving relationship with him. He does not want people to perish. But what brings judgment and condemnation is men choosing darkness rather than light. And when we do evil, we hate the light. And we do not come into the light because we don't want our deeds to be exposed. But he who does what is true comes into the light that it may be clearly seen that his deeds have been wrought in God. Come into the light. This is the invitation. And remember, all of this is in a conversation with Nicodemus. Jesus is giving Nicodemus the full gospel. He's saying, Nicodemus, I'm inviting you into a living relationship with the Son of God. And the Son of God gives eternal life. If you have faith, there is a way for you, and that way is me. But if you don't believe, if you choose to persist in the darkness in which you already live through the darkness and blindness of your mind, you will be condemned. And friends, we need to talk about condemnation just as much as we talk about light. People need to know. And it also gives us so much more to be grateful for. Lord, thank you that you bring right and just judgments upon us so that we can turn away from our wickedness so that we can be saved. So here's what I'm asking of you, friends. Here's what God is asking. The gospel needs to confront us, and it needs to confront others. So in the power of the Holy Spirit, we need to follow the lead of Jesus and give people a choice, life or death. Saving or judgment, saving or condemnation, because we desire to spend eternity with him, and we can only get there through believing in the name of the only Son of God. Thank you for joining me this week. See you again next week as we dive into more passages of scripture of what's burning on our hearts. God bless you.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burak's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.